Credit to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
I gotta go to the house now.
Yeah. I guess I better go home. After a while. Hey, how many rolls of film did you buy at the store for your new camera, Beaver?
Just one. That way, if I make a lot of mistakes, I can see them before I make up some more.
My father takes movies.
Are they good?
Well, they're not as good as real movies. But it's something, though. Seeing people you know in a movie.
I once saw a dog I knew in a movie.
You really knew him?
Sure. I sent him a letter. He sent me back his picture.
Oh. Hey, you got anything to eat in your house?
Yeah, we got stuff to eat. But most of it's frozen.
I meant like an apple.
Larry, I thought you had a banana left over from your lunch.
Well, I do. But I like to eat other people's stuff before I eat my own stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, thanks for walking me by the photograph store.
That's all right. Can I come in?
I don't think you better, Larry. This is the day my mom cleans up the house.
Okay. Hey, Beaver, what are you going to do over the weekend?
How do I know? This is only Wednesday.
My mom said I was going to have to go someplace Saturday. But then this morning, she said I wouldn't have to go someplace. As long as I don't have to go someplace, I can mess around with you.
What place was she going to take you if she took you?
I don't know. I didn't ask her as long as she's not taking me. Anyway, I'll see you Saturday, Beaver, huh?
I'll see you, Larry.
Beaver, you're home a little late, aren't you?
Well, me and Larry stopped by the photograph store to get some film for my camera. Hey, Mom, can I take your picture?
Oh, honey, not right now. I'm cleaning the fingerprints off your windows.
Those aren't fingerprints, they're nose prints.
Nose prints?
Sure. You always leave nose prints when you look out the window. See? Come on, Mom, just one picture.
Dear, not when I look like this.
But gee, Mom, there's no film in it. I'll just pretend I take your picture.
Well, all right.
Smile, Mom. Cheese. What?
Oh, dear, there's the telephone.
I'll get it, Mom.
Nose prints. Guess they are.
Hello? Yes, this is Theodore Cleaver.
This is David Manning. How are you, Beaver?
I'm fine. How are you, David?
I'm fine. I want to ask you something.
Sure, David. What do you want to ask me?
Well, I want to ask you that I'm having a birthday party Saturday. And could you come?
This Saturday? Sure, I can come. What time?
11:30. And you're supposed to bring a present.
Okay, David. I'll see you.
Hey, Beaver. Do you know who I am?
Sure. You're David Manning, and you live on Elm Street. And you used to go to my school.
That's good, Beaver. Because I didn't want you coming if you didn't remember me. You're the only guy my mother's letting me have from the old school. because you're my best friend.
I am?
Yeah. Now you be there, because I had to yell and holler and everything before she let you come. Don't forget, 11:30.
All right, I'll be there. Goodbye, David.
11:30.
Hi, Beef.
Hi, Wally. Hey, Wally. I got some film for my camera. Can I take a picture of you making a muscle?
Well, what do you want a picture for?
Well, if any big guys at school start messing around with me, I can show them who's going to beat them up.
That's a goofy idea.
Oh, come on, Wally. Let me take it.
Hello, Wally.
Hi, Mom.
Beaver, who's on the phone?
Nobody, Mom. Just a kid. Oh, come on, Wally. Just one picture.
Boys, no more of those nose prints on the windows. Ward. It's Mr. Johnson. He has another house to show us.
Oh. Well, tell him to give you the address, and then we can drive by, and if we don't like the place, we don't have to go in.
Mr. Johnson, could you give us the address, and then we could drive by? Oh. Oh, I see. Dear, he isn't allowed to do that. He says if we drive by, we have to go in.
Well, tell him to go jump in the lake.
Mr. Johnson, my husband just said he's not interested. Oh, well, thank you very much. Bye.
What'd he say?
Well, he's going to call the owner and try to get his permission to drive by.
You know, I've half a mind to just drive by anyway.
You don't have the address.
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad. I'm going out.
Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, hello, Larry. I didn't know you were here.
I came before when you were eating breakfast, so I waited up in Beaver's room. I didn't break nothing.
Well, we're very glad you didn't break anything, Larry. Where are you fellas headed?
Well, first we're going over to the park and watching fill up the municipal pool.
Yeah, they're going to put water in it. Then we're going over and watch the men tar the road at Grand Avenue. Then we're going to my house and eat some leftovers. And then we're going to the movies. And then I'm coming home.
Well, sounds like you fellows are going to have a busy Saturday. Why don't you save some of that for tomorrow?
Gee, Mr. Cleaver, tomorrow's a whole day away.
Oh.
Where's your brother?
He got married, Mrs. Cleaver.
No, Larry, I meant Beaver's brother.
He's upstairs studying. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Wally is upstairs studying on a Saturday morning? Really think he is?
Let's find out. Hey, Wally!
Yeah, Dad?
Are you studying this morning?
Yeah, Dad. I did a 1,000-word composition for Mr. Haynes. And he gave it back to me because it was short.
Oh, so you're writing it over, huh?
No, I'm just jamming in 80 more words.
Well, after you jam them in, I suggest you copy it over.
Sure, Dad.
Here, is this something you wrote? It says 11:30.
No, it looks like Beaver scribbling. You know, when he calls for the correct time, he always writes it down so he'll remember what time it is.
Here's one in Fairview Park, and it isn't too expensive, but what's a French ranch modern?
Oh, dear, that's known in real estate circles as playing it across the board.
Hmm?
You wouldn't like it.
Oh, I'll get it, dear. You finish your coffee.
Greek colonial.
Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Cleaver. Oh, Mrs. Cleaver, this is Alice Manning. Well, hello there. How are you? It's been such a long time.
He's coming, isn't he, Mom?
David, I was just wondering if Theodore was on his way over. On his way over? Yes, we're just about to sit down for lunch, and David was getting a little anxious.
Is he coming, Mom?
David? Stop it, David. Yes, my son. It's his birthday, and everyone's here but Beaver. He knows it's today, doesn't he?
Well,
I'm afraid there's been a little misunderstanding.
Well, he will be here, won't he? I mean, it would just ruin David's birthday. He's awfully upset. I don't know what we'll do if Theodore doesn't come.
Well, now, Mrs. Manning, don't you get upset. I'll have Theodore there.
We'll wait. Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver.
Cleaver's coming, isn't he, Mom?
Yes, of course. There was just a little mix-up on the time.
Did you tell his mom to make sure he brings a present?
I'm sure he will.
Wally!
How can he forget a thing like a birthday party?
Honey, when you're 9 years old, you can forget anything. Wally!
What's up, Mom?
Wally, I want you to go out and find your brother as quickly as you can.
What did he goof up now?
He's doing a birthday party. Ward, why don't you drive over to the park?
Okay.
And, Wally, you look all over the neighborhood, and I'm going to call the Mondellos.
Boy, that's just like a kid, forgetting a whole birthday party.
May I suggest you go up and put your shoes on?
Oh. Yeah, sure, Dad.
Beaver, that was neat watching the guys fill the swimming pool.
Yeah. But a guy could get tired just watching water run.
Gee, Beaver, what if you got to be a plumber? You'd have to watch it all the time.
Yeah. But you'd get paid good money for watching it run.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, let's go over to the restaurant and watch Lenny make pancakes in the window.
I don't want to do that.
Gee. Don't you like to watch him make pancakes?
Sure, but it makes me hungry.
Gee, Larry, everything makes you hungry.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go over and watch the men try the road. That can't make you hungry.
Okay.
But first, let's stay here a while.
What for?
Well, maybe some lady will be riding by the park on a runaway horse. And we can jump up and stop the horse and save her. And she'll be a rich lady, and she'll give us both $100,000.
Beaver, they don't have horses in the park anymore.
Oh. Then let's go watch him tar the road.
Yeah.
Beaver! Hey, Beaver!
Oh, Wally. You didn't find him, huh, Dad?
No.
Well, he wasn't down at the movies.
Well, I'll tell you what. You go over look at the firehouse, and I'll get the car and drive out to Metzger's Field.
Okay, Dad.
Yes, well, thank you very much, Mrs. Whitney. If you should see the Beaver, he's with Larry. Would you have him come right home? Yes. Oh, no. No, you can keep Larry. We just want the Beaver. Well, thank you. Bye. Did you find him?
Oh, I looked everywhere. Drove all through the park and clear out to Metzger's Field. I saw every kid in town but ours. Even saw the Donaldsons' dog, but no Beaver.
Well, I guess I'll just have to call the Mannings and say he's not coming.
That's what you should have done in the first place.
Well, I didn't want to spoil the party.
Well, if we can't find Beaver, it's spoiled anyway.
Well, if I'd have known that, I'd have called in the first place.
Hey, Mom, I found him.
Where is he?
He's in the kitchen. I didn't want to bring him in on the rug.
I fell down the new road.
Ward, look, you get him up in the tub and Wally, you lay his clothes out. I'm going to run down to Judson's and get a present.
All right, come on, Beaver.
Hey, Wally, what's going on?
I think if you're smart, you'll just keep your mouth shut.
Beaver! Wally, how's he coming?
Well, it's coming off, Dad. But he still smells like a tar road. Maybe I ought to try some of that dog soap on him, huh, Dad?
I don't think so, Wally. Beaver, what did you spill on your suit?
I didn't spill anything on it, Dad. I sat down in some gum.
Well, all right, come on, get out of there now.
Okay.
Hey, watch it, Beef.
Come on, hurry up, fellas. Come on, will you get these clothes on, Beef?
Okay, Dad, as soon as I get dried off.
And would you tell me how you could possibly forget an invitation to a birthday party?
Gee, Dad, Dave invited me way last Wednesday. I was too busy worried about Wednesday stuff to remember any of Saturday stuff.
Hey, Dad, he's still smelly.
Go get some of your mother's perfume.
Dad, I can't go to the party smelling like a girl.
Well, get some of my shaving lotion.
I can't go to the party smelling like a father either.
You're not going to go smelling like a bucket of tar. And don't you dare cry.
Dad, Beef, you want Dad to start hitting you?
Perfume or shaving lotion?
Both.
Couldn't you have found a better tie?
Dear, just be thankful he's this presentable.
Where's my present, Mom?
It's in the kitchen, honey. To save time, I had the man blow it up.
Blow it up?
Here you are.
Come on.
What's the matter now?
I can't go to the party with a baby's present.
A baby's present?
Yeah, Dad. David's 10 years old. I can't give him something like this.
Well, sure, Dad. If you went to the party with this, the guys would all think he was a creep.
Beaver, I didn't have much time. I had to take the first thing I saw.
Well, I'm not going with this.
Oh, yes, you are. Now, it's your fault forgetting about the party. There's no time to do anything else, so you're going to it, and you're going to take that present. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Well, all right. Come on, now. Let's go.
Come on, Beaver.
I was just about to...
Oh, hello, Mr. Townsend.
Mr. Cleaver. Say, I've got great news for you folks. I called the owner and got permission for us to drive by that house I talked to Mrs. Cleaver about this morning. Now, my car's right out front.
Well, we're just a little busy right now.
Oh, yes, but they're holding open house over the weekend. Somebody's going to snap it up. It's going to go just like that.
Gee, Dad, I can walk Beaver over to the Mannings. It's only 5 or 6 blocks.
Well, all right, Wally.
I'll just go up and powder my nose. Beaver, honey, those socks, they don't match. Now, you come on and change them before you leave.
Yeah, I'll just get my jacket. Wally, now, you be sure he gets there. And apologize to Mrs. Manning.
For what?
For being late.
Playing horsey, Sonny?
No, sir. We had hamburgers and ice cream and cake and Honolulu punch, and I didn't sit down in anything.
Well, I knew you'd have a good time once you got there. What did Miss Manning say about you being late?
Oh, she said I smelled nice. And they even asked Wally to stay.
Oh, well, that was nice, Wally. You stayed late with the little fellows, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, sort of, Dad.
Well, David's got a big sister. We didn't see her or Wally during the whole party.
Well, we went out and back, and she showed me her father's barbecue motor. It's real neat. It's got 3 speeds.
Right. Well, Beaver, did David like your present?
Sure, Dad, he liked the present. Did you mom buy the new house?
No, we're still at the driving by stage.
Oh. Beaver. Theodore, I found this thrown under your bed. This toy seahorse.
Oh.
Well, Beaver, you didn't take the presents your mother bought, huh?
No, sir.
Dad...
Never mind, Wally. You just took it and threw it under the bed.
Well, gee, Dad. Well, I didn't have time to hide it in a good place.
Beaver, I think what you did was very mean and selfish.
But, Mom...
Now, I don't want to discuss it, and you just go on upstairs and change your clothes.
Yes, Mom. I didn't hurt it, Mom. I just let the air out of it so it'd fit under my bed.
He stood right there and told me how much David liked his present.
Well, he was upset. All this probably wouldn't have happened if I'd bought a more suitable gift.
Now, don't say that. We run around doing everything for him, and the minute something goes wrong, we blame ourselves. In this case, I'm for the old-fashioned theory of blaming the boy.
Hello?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Manning. I just want to thank you for the wonderful present that Beaver brought David.
Present?
He's so excited. It's really one of the nicest presents he's ever received.
Oh, well, he's very welcome. And thank you for having him.
Goodbye.
What was that?
Mrs. Manning, calling to thank Beaver for the wonderful present he gave David.
Oh? Beaver?
Yes, Dad?
Beaver, come down here a minute.
Okay, what? Dad.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know what to think, but I think he'd better have a good story.
I guess you want to yell at me some more, huh, Dad?
No, Beaver. I just want to know one thing. I want to know what present you gave David Manning.
I gave him my camera.
Your new camera? The one you saved for so long to buy?
That's the one.
Yeah, Mom. There was even new film in it.
Well, Beaver, why did you give him your camera?
Because.
You were so ashamed of the presents your mother bought that you gave him your brand new camera instead?
No, that's not the because.
Well, then what was the reason?
Well, you see, Dad, David's got all kinds of new friends at his new school. And he told all of them that I was his pal. So, I didn't want to let him down by giving him a baby present.
Well, then you were thinking of David.
Yeah, Dad. Like when Mr. Rutherford brings a friend over, you always have Mom serve roast beef.
I think I understand, Wally.
Beaver, I think you did a very nice thing. And I'm very sorry that we misjudged you.
That's okay, Mom. Mom? Could I have this? I could take it up in the bathtub with me.
Well, Beav, I thought you said that was a baby's toy.
Sure, Dad. But nobody sees me when I take a bath.
The best dream we ever had in our bathtub.
Oh, I don't know. We had a pretty good one that time we painted the garage.
Yeah. Hey, Wally. Maybe we ought to save it to show it to the guys.
Who wants to look at a dirty bathtub?
Larry might.
Yeah, but there aren't many guys like Larry.
Yeah. If I still had my camera, well, I could take a picture of it.
Rub it out.
Hey, Wally. I haven't seen that David Manning in a couple of years. How come all of a sudden he says I'm his best pal?
Well, when you see a guy all the time, after a while, he gets to be like nothing. But when a guy's from a long time ago, right away, he's better.
Oh. You know something? I don't think I'm going to see that David Manning again so soon.
Well, how come?
Well, if a guy's got a best pal, why wreck it?
Thank you.